8:40 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We just had the soon-to-be outgoing police chief of Dallas on the program, Chief David Kunkel. He's going to announce his retirement today. Well, joining us now, if you want to open the door and let in Officer Foster, who is a former policeman here in the area. Now he's a security guard.
How hunched over he is when he walks.
For us here at The Ticket, he'll be working security at Guy's Night Out tonight in Fort Worth. Welcome, Officer Foster.
How are you doing, George?
Good, Officer Foster. Nice to see you.
Over there. Good to see you.
Nice to see you, Officer.
You guys are doing well.
You might want to get a little closer to the mic.
Yeah, have a seat.
Right up here into this microphone right here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, first of all, I'd like to thank David Kunkel for his service.
Yes.
That's first order of business right now. I want to thank you as a decent police chief. Mm-hmm. There are many things he could have done better. That's why I'm throwing my name in the hat to become Dallas's number one cop.
Whoa.
Yes,
indeed.
I'm trying out for the commissioner of the Dallas Police Department.
Okay.
Now, to try out, you have to get a 3-inch grouping from your sidearm at 50 feet. That's part of it. I can do that. Then you have to perform a 10-minute floor routine full of signature police moves like Herky's roundoffs and the like of that.
Those aren't police moves.
Then you have to read an original 500-word essay entitled, Why I Should Be the Chief of Police. You have to write that yourself now.
Okay.
No help for that. Right. I can all do right. All this kind of stuff. Then you have to do some card tricks and run an obstacle course that ends with planting sheetrock on a sleeping drug dealer.
Man, that sounds like an extensive test.
Now, I've developed my 10-point plan to revitalize, re-energize, and utilize the city of Dallas.
Okay. Man, okay.
Rule number one thing I'm going to do. Point number one thing I'm going to do. Revitalize Dallas. I'm going to kick out all the illegals. No illegals.
Oh, no, I don't know that you can do that.
That's important. We've got to do that. We've got to do that for the safety of our whole community.
Okay.
Radical.
Point number two. We all know what number two is, so let's not spend too much time on talking about it or talking about it or talking about it with our friends. Just wipe up and leave the vent fan on. That's what we're going to do.
Gosh.
Point number three, we're going to bring the Cowboys back to Dallas proper. We'll do it at gunpoint if necessary, but we're going to get this done.
Wow. You can't just do that.
Point number four, to revitalize Dallas, reinstate Chief Kunkel. That's on my plan. If I become chief, that's what I'm going to do. Number five, allow all the illegals back in after we realize we don't have anyone to do concrete work.
What a weird plan this is.
Point number six, we're going to arrest anyone driving a pre-1985 Caprice Classic. None of those people are up to any good. Those people that drive those cars, I don't know what it is.
Some are just car collectors.
Every time I pull one over, we got something going on in that car. Number six, we're going to arrest anyone. Oh, I've already said that one. Number seven, going to fit me with a jetpack. That's what we're going to do. If I become chief police, we're going to fit me with a jetpack so I can patrol all of Dallas. Uh-huh. And we're going to make the exhaust of that jetpack rainbow colored so all the kids can look up to the sky and have hope that their city is safer.
Wow. Very elaborate.
Number eight, the mushroom Swiss platter. Wait a second, that's a menu item. That's number eight on the menu item. Number nine, some other stuff, and number ten, still working on it. All right.
Well, that's an incomplete plan.
He got through ten.
And before I become chief of police here in Dallas, we got another thing that we got to worry about here.
What's that?
We got a guy's night out over in Fort Worth. I've been hired as private security detail on that.
Right.
And I got some rules on that, too.
Okay, Fat Daddy's in Fort Worth.
Fat Daddy's Fort Worth tonight. Nobody in or out.
What do you mean?
As soon as the hard line starts at 3 o'clock, we are under lockdown.
Well, why?
So you want to go to Guy's Night Out, you better get there before 3 o'clock. Under my watch, we're not going to have an international incident. All right? We're going to control that crowd.
All right.
Now, Norm tonight is going to be my deputy. If he catches you doing anything illegal or anything untoward, if he catches you rubbing one out in the bathroom thinking about a cougar with a muffin top you just met at the bar,
whoa.
Norm has my permission to cane you.
What in the world?
Caning?
And let's not forget the most important rule. Hmm. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Mm-hmm. So if you want a hange, you better give one to that person first.
What is that?
Then they'll give it to you. If you want someone to give you $1 million, you got to give them $1 million first.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Now, if there's any trouble tonight, I got to show you something. Look at here, right here on my side. You know what that is?
That's a gun.
That is a .45 caliber weapon, sir.
Whoa.
And I'm not afraid to use it tonight because I'm trained in it. Now, I'm going to take this out. You guys can't touch it because I'm trained.
Is that loaded?
Yes, this thing is loaded. And I got to tell you something. I'll tell you one thing.
Be careful.
Oh, good God. I just shot myself in the foot. I'm going to go get some medical attention right now. You guys keep it locked down. All
okay,
right.
All right,
lock it down. Officer Foster, we will lock it down. 8:45 here on Sports Radio.